This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a big night we have on tap. The Eagles and the Commanders Thursday night football at the link. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop for Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. First place in the NFC East on the line tonight. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to say this. I think I said it before, but I think it needs to be said again. It's all right to go in the store and look around and not buy anything, man. Let's normalize
did
that.
Did you go to Cabela's again?
I did go to Cabela's.
Come on, Hugh.
I went to Cabela's.
How long were you in there?
I was only in there for about 30 minutes this time.
All right. Well, we said about 30 minutes is when they're going to kick
you out. I got some information. I was looking. I was in there looking and, you know, talking.
Sure.
And got some information, but it wasn't what I wanted, so I left.
What do you mean? What does that even mean?
I want to get a pellet gun, a BB gun.
Okay.
And, you know, I was talking to the guy about different pellet guns, and he was asking me what's my usage for it and all this other stuff. And
yeah.
I said, I just want a BB gun. And so, you know, we had some conversations, and, you know, we looked at a few prices of a few pellet guns. It was not what I wanted, and I left.
All right. That was it?
Yeah, I ain't buying nothing.
Well, hopefully your mind's locked into what matters, and that's not browsing in the store for a half hour or an hour. What matters tonight, Hugh Douglas, is the biggest game of the season. All right, Hugh, let's start off here, because every time there's a game of this magnitude, You wake up and you got one of two feelings, right? You either feel confident and you feel good, or you have that nervous energy. And nervous energy doesn't have to mean you think the team's going to lose, but there's like the nerves deep down. Hugh Douglas, you wake up this morning as the Commanders are in town. We got a big one tonight. What's the feeling, Hugh?
Well, you know, these are the kind of games that you want. You know, for the last couple of weeks, we've been debating and arguing back and forth about, you know, the opponents that the Eagles have played.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time we say they were tomato cans, Rock. They were tomato cans. So today you have a legit opponent. I'm excited. I'm confident. I'm excited because now you get to see exactly where you are as a football team. You're playing another team that one would argue that, you know, they've basically been in the same situation. Probably the best team they played was the one they played last week in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And they played them down to the wire. So now you have another good team that you're playing against. So you get to see exactly where you are. You get to see how good your team is today.
So you're feeling good? Confident?
I feel real good.
All right, Hugh. Here's how I woke up this morning. And you can call me plant-based, and you can call me whatever you want today.
Here we go.
Well, I woke up, and I have nerves. I have a nervous energy for this game. I got to be honest with you.
You might need to go to the bathroom.
Maybe. I have nervous energy for this game. Look, I want to start off with this. I think the Eagles are going to win tonight. I think they're going to win. Like, I look at the game. I look at where they are, the home field, the short week. Rookie quarterback on the road in the biggest
rested,
spot.
Somewhat rested.
Well, more than the Commanders, right? Because they got those fewer snaps on Sunday. I think the Eagles are going to win. But I am nervous for a few reasons. Number one, I don't even think we realize, we've kind of touched on the magnitude of this game.
The weight of the moment.
If you go and look at some of these simulations here, right? Like if the Eagles win, what their chances are to win the division and get the one seed, all that, Hugh, and then versus if they lose, right? If the Eagles win this game tonight, they have an 83% chance to win the NFC East.
83.
Now, it's not a full lock, but that's
you, that's some pretty good odds.
They're in the driver's seat, right? They'd be up a game and a half. They'd have the tiebreaker, all that. If the Eagles do not win this game tonight, Hugh, their chances to win the NFC East drops to 34%. Like, their path to be a Super Bowl team will be defined tonight. So just on that, the magnitude of the game, it has me all, like, nervous. Like, I have some nervous energy deep down because of the magnitude of the game. Okay, the other reason I'm nervous is it's their first real test in a while. Let's be real. You said it, Hugh. What were they? Tomato cans?
Tomato cans.
Yeah,
Rock.
They
were tomato cans.
They faced a lot of tomato cans recently. And tonight's the first time in a while we get the chance to watch them against a good team. I mean, they haven't played a team that currently has a winning record since the Packers in Brazil. And they haven't played one on American soil this year. It's been a long time. And the last reason, and you could debate me on this, we could talk about it all day, is I believe the Eagles have the better team. I fully believe they have the better roster, Hugh. You know, you look up, and Ross Tucker said something the other day, the idea like, hey, player for player, man for man, the Eagles have more talent. They have a better roster. I think almost everyone would agree with that. Yet the one spot I am not confident that we have the better player is the quarterback position. So when you go into a game where you have maybe the better roster, I'm not confident in that. I'm not. That's how highly I think of Daniels and how he's played.
But still, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not. Like, I'm not confident we have the better quarterback tonight. I'm confident.
Ew.
You're confident we have the better quarterback?
Ew. I mean, I'm just
with
saying.
With the way Daniels has played?
He's played well for nine games into his young NFL life?
That's all
guess
I have.
Guess who else we were all gushing over last year?
Who's that?
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, but C.J. Stroud finished it. Now he struggled with a whole year of tape on him. Like, he didn't stop playing well.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but still.
He won his division.
I just find it odd. Like, we all do this, and you're not the only one. You're not the only one guilty of this. We get enamored by the new hotness, which, you know, we're in the business where it's exciting to see.
Sure.
But I'm between the two, Jaden Daniels look like he's going to be a star, but I'm going to go with Jalen. Because Jalen's been through the fire a little bit more.
Sure.
And he's been proven.
He has.
Know, he's been proven a little bit more.
Oh, he has.
I'm going to go with the body of work guy.
And that's fair. But for this season, Jaden's played better than Jalen.
No, yeah. We want to get a day. He's playing well. He's playing extremely well.
He's played better than him this season. So, like that, I got that inside. I do think the Eagles are going to win, but I have the nervous energy. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got a lot today. We're going to cross over later in the show with one of your former teammates.
Yes.
B. Mitch and Finlay. They do the show, the midday show down in D.C. We'll cross over with them at noon. We got a Q&A later, a parlay later. A lot to get to here. But let's start off with this. How good is Washington? Because that's a big part of this. Ray Dittinger was on WIP earlier this week talking about the Commanders and the challenge they present tonight.
Well, I think offensively, I think they're quite good. Defensively, they had a lot of problems. But I think Quinn has done a really good job putting things in place. I mean, I think early in the season, like 3 weeks into the season, they were like the 25th ranked defense, and that's sort of where I thought they were. And now you look at where they are, and they're much better. I mean, they've improved steadily. Mm-hmm. But I think the Eagles have, I hesitate to say a big advantage, but I think they have a significant advantage in this game coming up, because the Eagles won their game yesterday fairly comfortably. I mean, they got complete control of the game in the second half, and in the fourth quarter, you had most of your key players on the bench, and
sure,
they were able to cruise control through the second half of that game. Really, they were. Whereas you look at what Washington went through yesterday, I mean, they just had a brutal game. I mean, they just had a brutal toe-to-toe, total slugfest with a really tough Steelers team, and yeah, went up losing it in heartbreaking fashion.
Well, they did. I think that's a big element to this game tonight, Hugh, that the fact the Commanders had to play full out for four full quarters. Meanwhile, the Eagles, by the time the beginning of the fourth quarter rolled around in Dallas, they were pulling guys off the field.
We were talking about garbage time,
yeah,
and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's something to be said about that part of the game. But, man, I tell you, playing your division opponent and for everything that's on the line, I'm pretty sure Coach Quinn did everything within his power to make sure they got the work that they needed to get.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest that they needed to get. This is what made this week kind of weird. Both coaches did it. They do a great job of with the analytics department in this sense, you know, figuring out how to get guys healthier to get ready to play on a Thursday night football game. So yeah, it's gonna be a highly contested physical affair tonight.
Well, speaking of the coaches, you mentioned the coaches here. Let's listen to Dan Quinn and the way he framed tonight's game when he spoke about it this week.
I don't know if it's bigger than any other, but I'm fired up about it. I can tell you that, Sam. It's cool. It's like better than the alternative of like not talking about big games. So like this is what like division games should be, man. Like an absolute blast. Like Philadelphia and Washington battling for it. Like hell yeah. Like more. So, but it's not. I don't look too far down the road, man. It's like just this game. Last week I did the same thing to say it wasn't about two games in 11 days. It was just this game, just this matchup. And honestly, that's where I see it again. Division games are awesome, man. They're fun. They're a battle. You know them well. They know you well, although we haven't played yet. A lot of players know one another's, you know, scheme and technique, pretty closely.
So he's talking about the game tonight, and how, and look, the magnitude is gigantic. It's the biggest game of the year. It's the biggest Eagles game we've had here in Philadelphia in quite some time. 215-592-9494. What's the feeling when you woke up this morning? Is it confident, or do you have some nerves deep down? It's a big one. Big game nerves, big game confidence. Kyle, what are you feeling as the Commanders come in?
So I got the big game butterflies.
Okay.
I haven't felt this way about an Eagles game since, I guess, before week one, before the Green Bay game, when I that was pretty much just because I had no idea what I was going to get from the Eagles. And I was like, I had some nerves. I'm confident today, though. Like, this whole Washington thing this year, the Jaden Daniels stuff, it's cute, but it comes to an end tonight. Did you hear Dan Quinn? He sounds like, oh, I'm just happy to be here in a meaningful division football game.
He sounded to me like a coach that did not expect his team to be this good.
That's correct. Right. So, and Jaden Daniels, yes, he's probably had a better season than Jalen Hurts. But you know what he doesn't have over Jalen Hurts?
What's that?
Experience in big games.
He doesn't.
Like this.
None.
He
not
does
like
not have experience going to an environment like he's about to be in tonight. And facing a team that's as good as the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's going to be hostile.
Oh, it should be.
They got one win against a team with a winning record.
It's going to be hostile.
And that was the Cardinals back when, you know, they kind of still sucked. So I
not anymore. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, right. But, I mean, the win looks better now. But at the time they played it, the Cardinals were not a very good football team. The Eagles right now, I think, are a very good football team. I don't think they're ready for what they're about to get. And I think what Ray brought up there is a huge deal. The Eagles were able to coast through the end of that Dallas game. They sat their starters. Washington had a slugfest with what is one of the more physical teams in the NFL, in the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to be coming here beat down. It's a bad spot for them. The whole season was cute for the Commanders.
Cute.
It ends tonight.
I like cute. Cute is
it is cute. And let's just be real about
specific.
It. The game means more to the Eagles. The game means it has to mean more to the Eagles tonight. The Commanders, it is a cute story, right? And Hugh, they're probably going to make the playoffs whether they win or lose tonight. And they get the Eagles down in D.C. later in the season. This is like the Eagles have to hold serve tonight. The game matters more to the Eagles. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling as you wake up this morning? It is Eagles. It is Commanders. It's a rare moment in the last, basically my lifetime, 30 years, you know, of watching, but you know, almost 40 years of living, that the Eagles and Commanders are good at the same time. It's very rare. They both haven't finished with winning records in the same year since the 90s. This isn't normal, but it's going to be awfully fun at the lake tonight. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. What's the feeling as you wake up this morning? Is it confidence, or do you have those nerves? I have nerves. I'm okay. I'm willing to say it. I think they're going to win, but I've got some nerves on this one. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a game day Thursday. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Happy game day, man.
Happy game
day. It's a big day, Chris. What are you feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. If you can, save this message, and please share it with B. Mitch this afternoon, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, first off, I got a public announcement. If you're driving, you may want to pull over and pull off the road, okay? You ready? Let's go! Thundercat! Mona! McLaurin is going to be put on lockdown by the warden, Quinyon Mitchell. The commies think they're going to invade and conquer. Nope. Not tonight. Not ever. Tonight, little brother comes into town and gets an old school ass woman. Man, this is the fight we all wanted. This is the message to the entire league. That will be the stadium. Stand tall, stand strong, stand Boston. Let them know this is our house. This is our time. This is our ring. World, be on notice.
Now we're off and running, Chris. You know, the Eagles are going to get a long extended break after this game before the Rams game. Chris's voice might need it too.
Yeah, his voice was cracking all over the place.
It's a short week. It's a short week for
That's
all of us.
True. Yeah.
I mean, we got to be fair to each other, right? It's a short week for all of us. Our voices.
Yeah, pace yourself, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, there's people. I already saw things of people at the parking lot at the Link.
No, stop playing. Seriously?
I saw a guy by the way, a green beard at the Link this morning outside with a smoker. I thought it was you, but didn't look like you at all. But, like, it just...
he thought it was me, but it didn't look like
you. Yeah, well, you'll see it. It didn't look like you. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to Eric in Mullica Hill. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys. Happy big game day.
Big hey, game day. Eric, what's on your mind? What
big
are you feeling?
Game day. Hey, I got the nerves. The big game day. But listen, it's... Joe, mm-hmm. You can't be scared.
Not scared. I got nerves. That's not scared. It's just I have those nerves. Eric, I have game day nerves. I mean, I can't sit here and lie and just, pound my chest. I've got some, in the
He's
stomach.
He's a little nervous.
You
He's
feel it.
Nervous.
I feel it today.
Jaden is a rookie quarterback. We've got Jalen Hurts. He's been to a Super Bowl. Listen, they beat the Giants by 5. We beat them by 25. This team, they're decent. We're the alpha. We're the dogs. We're going to get in there tonight. We're going to show them that we know how to play in the NFL. And we're going to get this win. It's going to be 30-28. That's what I'm thinking. And Whew. You can't be scared.
30-28. That sounds like a shootout to me, Hugh. 30-28.
That sounds like a tight game.
Man.
But hey, it's a short week. You know, it's going to Thursday night's always close, but we're going to get the win. Because we're the better team.
I like it.
Roll.
I like it, Eric. Well, listen, I feel like they're going to win, too. And they have to. Hugh, I know for both these teams, the likelihood is they're both going to make the playoffs. I mean,
yes.
You look at their records, the rest of the NFC. I think ask me right now, are both going to make the playoffs? I would say yes. But the winner of this game has such a leg up in the division.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
obviously, the other side of that is you have to go on the road the whole time. And, like, there's just so much at stake with this thing tonight.
Yeah. I mean, and it's great that it came to this. It's funny that you kind of called this, not this moment, but you called the fact that the Commodores are probably going to be good this year.
I felt it.
And now this is what it is. Because we went into this season thinking that our biggest adversary was going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
I mean, they've been leaking oil for a long time, man. And now it looks like the Commodores are the team on the rise in the division. And it looks like that young quarterback is going to be there for a long time. And he's going to be a formidable opponent for a long, long time. So, yeah, this is exciting, man. This is what you want. As a player, as a former player, I would go into games like this, especially when you've kind of – I'm not saying they've done it, but I'm pretty sure it's been a thought. You look at the stat sheet and you see the teams that you're playing against, and they're not the upper echelon teams.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the Minnesotas and you look at the Detroits, and you wonder how you could potentially fare against those teams. This is your best measuring stick right now. So that's why it makes me excited to go in there and just think about playing a really good team that has a really good record. And if you go out there and you smash them, it kind of validates your ticket a little bit.
I can't wait to see how the Eagles, if they can rattle Daniels. Because he's been pretty unflappable.
Unrattleable.
Yeah.
Unrattleable.
Is that the right word?
No, it's not. I just made it up.
He hasn't been rattled yet is another way to say it.
Unrattleable.
Yeah, we'll keep that one for later.
Unflappable.
Is that the way you were looking for?
No, I wasn't. But I like unrattleable.
We'll just go with that. Yeah, sure.
A legit threat.
Yeah, he is a legit threat. There's no question. Anthony in Jersey's up. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, let's go. Hey, Joe. I tell you what, Joe. You woke up 30% today. You need to go back to sleep, man. Because we ready.
That ain't how the song go.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I think it's a song.
That's exactly how it goes.
Oh, that's how his song goes.
No, that is. You've never heard that before?
Yes, I have, but it doesn't. It doesn't not come sing like that.
You're
no.
incorrect. That's
well,
exactly
maybe,
how it goes.
Maybe he didn't hit every note, but I thought those were the words, no?
No, it's the way he's saying it. The cadence is kind of...
So you're
I thought it was fine.
I'm critiquing the cadence.
I mean,
yeah,
it's, you, it's a short week for everybody. I mean,
so that's what we're doing. It's a short week for everybody.
It is. I mean, we just did this on Sunday and last Friday.
Hold on. Who are you to talk about singing in key?
Living in this big blue world. We need to check on Chris, though. Yeah, speaking of speaking on high-pitched sounds, we need to check on Chris.
I hope he's still breathing. Yeah. Anthony, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
We ready for war. The moral of the story is, we ready for war.
No, you got
we
it. You got it.
Smash the commanders. We going to smash them. I don't care if it's my grandmother on the other side of that line of scrimmage. If she's in burgundy and white tonight, she's getting smashed. Right in
not Granny. No, hold up, dog.
No, you have to hear.
It's too. It's so close to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but wait a second. If Granny's wearing burgundy and white, she gets slammed like Jim Miller. I mean, just slam her right into the ground.
Better have doors and Washington on her jersey. She's getting smashed. Sorry, Granny.
Man, listen, you better have a backup plan for Thanksgiving. Granny for Thanksgiving. It's so close to Thanksgiving.
Cue first place on the line.
We smashing Granny though.
Man, first place on the line. I got some Eskimo for. I got an ice bath. Granny gonna be all right.
Granny, nice. Granny gonna catch them hands though.
Yeah, we hope Granny better be all right. Anthony, nice, it sounds like you're fired up.
He's ready to
Anthony,
go.
Anthony, good phone call. I actually thought his singing was fine. You're critiquing people singing to start the show off here, Hugh. It's going to be a long day. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a game day Thursday. All right, what are you feeling right now? Is it confident? Nerves? Where are you? As the game tonight is such a critical one in the NFC East, I feel like the Eagles are going to win, but I have my nerves. The magnitude of the game is gigantic. We haven't seen them play a good team in a while, and I do believe that they have the better quarterback. I believe Daniels has played better than Hurts so far this season. And it's not, I think Hurts has played well now as you add it all together. But I do believe the other side has the better quarterback heading into the game tonight. 215-592-9494. Where are you right now on the game? You're feeling your excitement as we get set for Thursday Night Football. On the other side, we'll set you up for ComboCon. What we're giving away,
ComboCon.
How we're doing it today. 215-592-9494. And more on the quarterback matchup between Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 90.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For WIP. You ready, Hugh Douglas? Are you ready?
I was born ready, Joe. As soon as I put my headphones on.
We are ready. Are you? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215.
I was born ready.
592-9494. We're going to set you up in a few minutes here for Combo-Con for the ultimate tailgate giveaway. We'll tell you all about that. Eagles, Commanders, what's the feeling as you're walking around this morning at work, maybe tailgating, you know, whatever you're doing early this morning, getting ready for this game today? What is the feeling? Hugh came in here supremely confident, and I came in with some nerves. And it's nervous energy. I mean, I think the Eagles are going to win tonight. I think it's going to be a close game. I do like a lot of the advantages they have, but the magnitude of the game has my nerves all you know, out of whack. Because
oh, willy-nilly.
It is. I mean, if the Eagles win this game tonight, their chances to win the division are probably over 80%. They don't win the game tonight, they drop under 50%. It's a huge game for their chances to compete for a Super Bowl. And then the reality of this, like, I don't think the Eagles have the quarterback advantage tonight. Most weeks where I feel great about the game, I feel like the Eagles have the quarterback advantage. I think they have the roster advantage, but not the quarterback advantage heading into tonight. 215-592-9494. Hugh, better quarterback tonight, Daniels or Hurts?
Hurts all day. I mean, I think Hurts, I like the body of work. And I think that's what we're talking about here. Well, that's what I'm talking about here. It's the body of work for me. Jalen has been through the fire. Jalen is starting to come out of the fire, and he's proven to be a pretty darn good quarterback. Jaden Daniels is a new hotness, man. He's like a new pair of Jordans that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you get them out the box and you take the little paper out of the shoe and you put them on your feet, after you wear them for a little while, they tend to, you know, you got to tend to, like, break them in a little bit.
You know,
they might get to, like cramp your feet a little bit, as opposed to the ones that you've had for a little while that you've kept clean and you kept them pristine. When you put them on, they feel like butters on your feet. They feel like butters.
So earlier this week, Dominique Foxworth, ESPN, talking about the Eagles, the Commanders. Listen to what he said about the NFC East.
If I say Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC right now, what does D. Fox say?
He's not even the best quarterback in NFC East. I think Jaden Daniels is the guy right now. What I've seen from him has been incredibly impressive considering what he has around him and the expectations and pressure. All things considered, I think if you ask any coach, which quarterback would you rather have, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts, for one game or for 5 years? The answer to that question is Jaden Daniels.
I don't know about that. That's a little bit hot takey.
Is it? If you ask NFL coaches, who'd you rather have? I think they take Daniels.
I would say on the surface, if you're talking about skill sets and what it looks like he could potentially be, I could see that.
But he's outperformed him this season.
I mean, it's easy to outperform somebody when nobody really knows you. Now, let me just give you an insight on what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, for me personally, when I gauge young quarterbacks, it's usually in a 4-game sampling size. It's in a 4-game sample size. And after that fourth game, when you get a book on them, then you tend to kind of know their tendencies and their idiosyncrasies and
sure.
stuff like that. He is skewing and trending in the right direction. But I feel like with the sample size, it's almost the same thing as we say with the young quarterback from Ohio State in Tennessee, Texas.
C.J. Stroud.
It's about the same thing. You know, he's had his struggles this year. Not to say that he's not going to be a good quarterback, but I think when I look at the body of work and what Jalen has accomplished thus far in his career, I think I got to go with Jalen Hurts, man. I think I can do a little bit more with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts has a little bit better grasp right now because we're comparing the two of the NFL game. So I would probably, for me personally, I would take Jalen Hurts.
So sometimes I think it's natural we say, well, let's take a deep breath. It's a rookie, right? How good could he actually be playing?
No, he's trending in the right direction. No question about that.
I mean, listen to Jaws earlier this week talking about Jaden Daniels. It struck everyone on the morning show. It struck me driving in when I heard it. I was like, what did he just say? Here's Jaws on a couple days ago, morning show, talking about Daniels.
I don't want to overblow what I'm going to say, but I will. He's the best rookie quarterback I have ever seen. I've been around a long time. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal. There's, you know, his calmness, his ability to throw the ball deep, short, his anticipation. I watch his feet. He's very calm in the pocket. And he's a guy that kind of plays with a smile on his face. He's enjoying playing football.
Well, the poise, Hugh, that he plays with, it's uncanny.
No question.
They've got a quarterback. I mean, we might see Hurts and Daniels play each other for a while here. Hopefully the Eagles get a lot of the better of these games. Let me ask this quickly, then back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I've got some numbers in front of me. You mentioned the 4-game thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Tell me if you think this means something. Has the NFL already gotten a book on Jaden Daniels. All right, first five games, 77% completion and a 106 passer rating. That was his first five games. Last five games, Hugh, his drop to a 60% completion and his passer rating is 97. So his completion percentage has gone from 77.1 the first 5 weeks to 60.3 the last five
weeks. There's something to be said about that. And that's why it's he came into the league. You know, I always talk about the thing with sizzling a steak, especially when you talk about stories that we have to vet before we actually go on the air with. You know, a lot of times you read something and it says, oh, so-and-so jumped off the cliff or whatever. And then you read the actual story. It didn't happen the way it was presented.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of in this situation is what happened for Jaden Daniels. He came into the league, man. I mean, and he lit it up, you know, put the Commanders in a position where, you know, you would see on the Sunday night countdown where they would talk about, you know, they would be one of the teams that you look at and you would see the breakdown. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big thing now. When you go into the locker room and coaches have their post-game speeches and they're talking about what they did, right, and all this other stuff, and he was a part of the breakdown. It's good to see, especially in a city where they haven't had a whole lot to cheer for in a long, long time. So it's good to see the Commodores in a position like that. But to the point, it's new. It's something that nobody's ever seen before, and it takes a while for the NFL to catch up to it. Now, they're still playing well, and it looks like they do have a quarterback of the future. But this is the NFL. Some of the things that you did in college, and I'm pretty sure Coach Quinn brought some of those concepts that he had at LSU to the NFL. Teams tend to catch up with those, and then you have to constantly evolve as a quarterback. So to answer your question, yeah, I think they have caught up with him a little bit. But he's still playing well.
Yeah, well, I hope tonight he gets rattled by the crowd a short week going against Fangio. The one thing that is interesting about him, though, that's different is he's older from a normal rookie quarterback. He played a lot of college football. It's like some guys come in and you could just tell they're overwhelmed. He bounced around.
Too big for
well,
him.
Not yet. I mean, hope maybe tonight's the first night against Fangio in a short week. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Rudy is in Haddon Township. Hey, Rudy.
Rudy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy game day.
You got it, Rudy. What are you feeling here? What do you got? What's that emotion you got this morning?
You know, I was telling Kyle as you screened the call, I'm definitely confident tonight, guys. And I think tonight's the key to victory is going to be run the ball effectively with Barkley. I think tonight's going to be a big Saquon Barkley game. Washington has the fifth worst rushing defense in the NFL. We can definitely run down their throats. They don't have Jonathan Allen tonight. With Jordan Mailata back and, you know, in terms of pass protection, Dante Fowler has definitely been a very good edge rusher for them. But with Mailata back tonight, we have our bookend tackles, so I expect pass protection to be good, use play action. But overall, I think we're definitely going to have to run the ball effectively tonight. It's going to be a big Barkley night. No Lattimore on the outside, so we can definitely attack their secondary. And even their linebacker, you know, St. Juice is absolute burnt toast, so I don't expect him to do anything. But now, really excited for tonight. I think Eagles win 34-21. I think it's going to, you know, they're definitely going to be in control. I think Daniels is going to make some great throws to McLaurin. And, of course, Zach Ertz makes his return to Philly tonight. But I just think with our running game, our healthy team overall, we basically have all hands on deck. We should take care of business tonight.
Yeah, it's set up for the Eagles, Rudy. The spot, home, the fact that they didn't have to play a ton of snaps on Sunday because the game was over, you know, in the middle of the third quarter against the Cowboys. Meanwhile, the Commanders had to play all out. I think everything, and then you said it. I mean, their biggest weakness of their whole team is they don't stop the run. It's a run the ball night, Rudy. Run the ball right down their throat.
Absolutely. And you kind of hit it on the head, Joe. You know, we're getting them at a good spot. If this was like a Sunday game in D.C., of course, I'd be a little bit nervous because, you know, they've been a good organization this year. They've had a good season, so credit's given where credit's due. But, yeah, the fact it's going to be at the lake tonight, it's only our second night game. And the last time we played a night game, things didn't go well. And I think Barkley, you know, that's going to be in Barkley's mind, you know, for that drop that he had against Atlanta. So I expect him to go in guns blazing. We're getting him at a great spot at home. Place is going to be a madhouse. It's exciting. I think we're getting a good spot. I do think we take care of business tonight.
Love it, Rudy. Good phone call there. Yeah, I mean, it is a good spot for the Eagles, Hugh. They get the home Thursday game, so they don't have to travel on the short week. And they're healthier. I mean, the Commanders have some injuries,
yeah,
including, you know, Allen out for the game. And meanwhile, the Eagles, Mailata's coming back. It's a huge thing.
I know we were talking about it when he was on the Players Club.
Yep.
And we were talking about him coming back. And the fact that he's coming back, that's exciting, man. I mean, had a big guy back out there. I mean, that's going to be a huge boost for that offense and putting those big fellas across the front. So, yeah, it's an exciting night.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Huzo, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence.
On,
Terrence?
I feel like I'm confident this is going to be a win tonight. I feel like on the season that we have, man, it's fitting that this game comes now. We're 7-2, but like we said, we really haven't faced a formidable opponent. And this game is in prime time. We all know Sirianni's good in prime time. For most part, Jalen Hurts is good in prime time. But we haven't seen – we saw Jalen Daniels once in prime time. So I feel like I want to see how our young guys perform. You know, we rave about Cooper DeJean and Mitchell. But right now, they're in a big stage. This is for pretty much a setup, like you said, Joe. This sets up the picture for home field, for number one seed,
yep.
for a division title. It sets that all up. So I want to see how these young guys come out and perform. I want to see how Sirianni has the troops ready tonight coming in. Because we know Quinn, like, we know we had a short week. We know they had a short week. They didn't get the rest of their starters. But we know that Dan Quinn usually has a good defense, and they usually have a dogfight. They had a dogfight with Pittsburgh. So don't prepare for an easy game tonight. It's going to be a dogfight. But this is where stars are made. This is where players are made in these kind of games. So if you wanted Philadelphia, if you wanted Eagles, come up tonight and take it. Whoop the Redskins. I'm going to call them the Redskins because they still the Redskins to me.
Can't do it.
I like that.
I'm going to call them the Redskins. I'm disrespecting them because we're going to disrespect them tonight. We're home. We're going to have the energy coming in. We're going to be pumped up. Jalen Hurts, it's all on you, dog. Come in tonight. Do your thing. Use your weapons. Don't do too much. And come in here and get the dub.
Now we're talking, Terrence.
Like James Winston say, eat that W.
Yeah. Quoting Jameis now. How about that? Good phone call, Terrence. We appreciate it.
It's a lot.
Can't quote Jameis.
Yeah, that's not a good
opening. That's a lot.
Jameis is a lot. You know what else is a lot, Hugh?
What's a lot?
A giveaway that we've got going on here. You know what it's called? It's called ComboCon. It's the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway.
ComboCon!
Yeah, it's time for ComboCon here. It is the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway, dubbed the biggest giveaway ever.
In life.
In life by Hugh Douglas, sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Of course, Jack Daniel's, you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack flavors at your fine wine and good spirit stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters in the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. All right, so here is the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Qualifying winners each day, and then we have our grand prize we'll pick from at the end. Grand prize winner, Hugh Douglas, receives a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler,
ooh,
cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard smoker and 55-inch TV. Now, I wish we could give you the prize today. We can't do that. It's going to be a little bit, you know, from now. Next week, we'll have a final winner. But today's the kind of day you need this. I mean, today's a tailgate day. I told you, I saw someone this morning. I saw
it. Thought it was me.
Well, he had a green beard and he had a smoker. I mean, that sounds like your dream.
That they have a green beard.
Or your future, I should say.
Yeah, there you go. The future.
That might be your future.
The future.
So that is our grand prize. The qualifying winner today. If you win the qualifying prize, automatically enter for the grand prize today. You will win Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, tea pack, playing cards, wood smoker chips, and a clear tote bag. All right, today, Hugh, we were thinking about this. Like, all right, well, what's our combination today? How about a little alliteration? Because you know who's on the other side of the field tonight?
Cliff, who's that?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury.
K on the first name, K on the last name.
Marcus
Cliff,
Mariota.
Our old friend.
Mariota.
Hugh's old friend, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, he's
friend of strong.
Yeah, frenemies.
Yeah, frenemies with Mariota. I'm so glad we didn't have to watch him play much last year, but now he's a commander. So alliteration, same letter, first name, last name. That is ComboCon today. You give us a name that has the alliteration in it, and we will get you in the mix. Best one we hear today wins the qualifying prize and automatically entered for the grand prize, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. 215-592-9494. Joe is in Fairmount. Joe, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Hugh? What's up, Joe? How are you living today?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Joe, what are you thinking?
Oh, man, I woke up feeling great today. I'm ready to be in that stadium tonight. And, Hugh, I'm going to need you to run that back for me. What's it going to be? It's going to be hostile.
Hostile environment. It's going to be hostile. It's going to be hostile.
You know who it's going to be hostile for? It's going to be hostile for the Commanders and every Commanders fan that's in that building today.
We don't want to harass the Commanders fans.
Well, we're going to let them hear it.
Well,
yeah.
We're not letting them hear it. But
verbally.
Okay. Because when I hear that, I think, you know, we don't want no violence. Yeah.
No, but we're going to let them hear it. Yeah. Plus, there's not that many Commanders fans coming up here.
I think it's going to be quite a few.
Here we go. Before we go on, I'm going to ask you to ballpark a number.
50%.
Oh, you do.
Get out of here right now.
Okay, I was kidding with that. I was kidding.
2%?
Maybe 10.
10% of the crowd tonight.
Did you see their crowd at their home game last week? There might have been 10% Commanders fans at their own home stadium last week.
No shot.
Destination spot
on a Thursday. No, this is a Philadelphia Eagles full crowd tonight.
No, that actually pissed me off.
Yeah, you're nuts on this.
What are you talking about?
We might see a speck of red in the crowd if they're lucky.
A speck.
I don't know why y'all be asking me math questions knowing damn well.
Because it gives us funny answers. You know that. All right, go ahead, Joe. You feel confident?
All right. Oh, I'm feeling confident. Before we continue on Eagles football, I have a funny little story, which I think he will enjoy. But when I played Pop Warner football, my pops, you know, the coaches let us all wear our own jersey, right? So my pops got me a Hugh Douglas jersey. So all season, whenever I get put in the mix, you hear Hugh, and then people just start calling me Hugh all season. So I figured you'd appreciate that.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is really funny.
It is awesome.
We might put that on the board. So next time you call in, I'm just going to call you Hugh. You're going to be Hugh on our show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was hoping that that'd be the case. But yeah, listen, man, Jalen, he had a couple of mishaps in the first half of that last game. I think as long as he protects the ball, as long as Nick doesn't get fancy, we get put the points up on the board Take the points, Nick.
I like that as a theme. You know what, Joe? I like that as a theme for tonight. Take the points. Maybe we can get the whole crowd to start chanting that. Take the points.
Seriously, because we all know how it is with division rival, division matchups. Listen, the commies always play us super hard, so take the points when they're there. A couple callers ago said 30-28. I think it'll be a shootout. I don't know if it'll be that close. Hopefully we got them by at least 7. But listen, it's going to be live tonight. I think it should be it's an extremely winnable game, and we need this dub to put us on the trajectory to take us to February.
Yeah, and they need it. You said it perfectly. Like tonight, it's only one game in November, but it sets the track to be a Super Bowl team. It does. If the Eagles are a Super Bowl team, they're likely going to win the division, and that means winning tonight. Joe, give us a name with alliteration. What do you got?
A name with alliteration? Oh man. Are we talking about just any alliteration phrase?
A name, first name, like Cliff Kingsbury, K on the front and K on the last name, like same letter, first, last name.
Oh, man. I'm stumped on this one.
Yeah, you.
Thanks a lot, man.
Sorry, Mom.
Joe, Hugh, we got you, whatever your name is, Joe, Hugh.
He's here. Potty mouth.
Well, he goes by Hugh. He said.
Nah, you're going all by right, potty mouth.
Should we help everyone out with some examples here? Cliff Kingsbury, you got an example for us?
I figured we just did.
Well, I'll do that. All right, I'm gonna take one off the board just to kind of help people out a little bit here. Ready? Trey Turner, T and T. You got a name for us, Hugh?
Yes.
What do you got?
Jimmy Johnson.
See, now we're rolling here. All right. So that's kind of the theme today. That's what we're looking for. There you go for Combo Con. Donald and Chester is up. What's up, Donald?
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, Hugh, I don't like the fact that you took my answer, man.
Come on, Hugh.
What
Why'd
you,
mean? You do that to Donald?
Well, Donald, listen.
All right. So, Joe. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. So if he says Jimmy Johnson, can I say his old coach, Jim Johnson?
Yeah, that's a different person.
That's a different JJ.
Yeah, because when I think of Jimmy Johnson, I'm thinking of the Miami and Cowboys coach.
Okay,
you say
well,
Jim
I'm
Johnson.
Of,
yeah, you
well,
think
I'm
of Eagles.
I'm thinking of his old coach. And
okay.
By the way, Hugh, by the way, you need to tell the Eagles to bring back them all green.
Oh, no.
It's me and my teammates, and you are the only people that like them.
Those were brutal.
Oh, no, they've been killing them.
Donald, those were ugly.
They've been killing them on the internet.
Yo, if they rock those uniforms with the all-black cleats, man, that's killing it.
They've been killing them on the internet.
They were ugly. The all green.
No, you have ugly taste.
Well,
anyway,
that's you,
you said you have
hold on, Donald.
Taste.
Well, hold on before you go on. I watched a clip, a highlight of that game where they were all greens against the Washington,
mm-hmm.
And I saw Hugh Douglas get swallowed up by the left tackle, and I saw Ike Reese get cooked in coverage. So it's not a good omen, Donald.
It wasn't the record
also
though.
I also seen Hugh get a sack in that game. So I believe he got a sack in that game.
That's what they call a bounce back. I bounced back.
That's right. But anyway, Joe, listen, I do have some jitters, but I still think it's a 28-17 win for us.
Oh, I'll take that. So what do you think? Running the ball tonight? Is that how we're doing this?
Yeah, I think because really, like, tonight and moving forward, it's just it comes down to Hurts working the box. It does. It comes down to him working the box. That's the division on the line, and that's everything else moving forward because this defense is ready. We got some young, big-time guys that can't wait for this game.
Oh, you know it. You know it. All right, Donald, we got you in for your answer, Jim Johnson. Now, Jim Johnson's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. And it's a really good answer.
Obviously, there's a difference between Jim Johnson
and Jimmy Johnson.
Totally different people. All right, Fabian in Miami's up. What's up, Fabian? Fabian,
hello?
What's up?
Morning, guys.
Good morning. How you
what's
doing?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I woke up mad today.
Why?
All this talk about Jalen Hurts, what's all this questioning about Hurts, man? This guy has proven all these years that he wins.
Yeah,
he's a very good quarterback, sure. Yeah, just Daniels has been better this year, that's all.
We have the better quarterback. We have the better quarterback tonight. Clearly, since the bye, he's been putting up better stats. Not only that, but what you said, like, the all-around performance of his, like, the profile of the quarterbacks, like, Hurts has proven so many times that, especially during big games, that he clearly steps up. Every time you guys doubt him, the quarterback on the other side is better. What does he do? He shows up and they beat the other team.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, I hope he does it again tonight. But going in, I don't think he hasn't played better than Daniels this season. He doesn't.
Joe, we have the way better roster. The defense is playing better.
Agreed. I agree with you on those things, and I think they can win because of that. I just feel like it makes me a little nervous when the other side. I think the other side has the better quarterback.
Listen, this game is not even going to be close, man. The Redskins are the Commanders, whatever. They're plant based. This team is going to be Hugh Douglas tonight. Hugh Douglas, when he buy that plant based butter, you know, yep. He don't waste no money. Yep. He's going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be plant-based.
I like that. I like calling the Commanders plant-based. Fabian, good phone call. We appreciate it.
I caught a stray.
You did. You did. He came in here after me, and then he's like, well, you know, Hugh Douglas is plant-based.
I caught a stray.
Listen, it's okay to think the other team may have a better quarterback, but we have a better team. Like, this happens in the NFL all the time.
Not in Philadelphia.
But we can – why?
Because that's not how we think. That's not how we're wired.
Well,
we have the better quarterback that's going to be on the field tonight, and we're going
to
win.
Well, I think they're going to win, but, I mean, didn't they just go down to – all right, hold on a second. Can we say that Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
No.
Yeah, come on.
We can't say that.
We could say what? He's better.
We can't say that.
What do you mean we can't say that?
Because we're Philadelphians.
So you're admitting to just blind, like, being non-realistic here.
Oh,
because you're just a blind Philly fan.
That's what we do every day.
For the sake of the conversation.
Yeah, I'm leading to the point where we can win a game even if the other quarterback is a better player.
Okay, okay.
Like, we beat the Bengals.
Since we're not going on blind faith,
yeah.
Then I will retract my last statement, but I will double down on the fact that Jaden Daniels is not better than Jalen Hurts because of the body of work.
But who cares? Not this year.
No.
All right.
He had a hotter start. I would say this. If anything, he's had a hotter start.
He did. And Jalen's played better recently, and
some stats that you threw out there earlier, his trajectory, they're trending. He's trending downward, and Jalen is trending upward.
You can't dismiss body of work, though, because that includes experience.
Sure, it does. But I also think we get too caught up in that. Like, last year in the middle of the season, you could say, well, C.J. Stroud's not better than this guy. In that moment, he was. Like, it is what it is.
But it depends on – it's matchup specific, right? Like, if we had C.J. Stroud coming to Philly for a big primetime matchup with a division on the line, like, that's different.
Some context added in.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, 215-592-9494. Alliterative names for Combo-Con. We'll cross over with B. Mitch and Finlay at noon from down in D.C. And on the other side, we got to play something Brian Mitchell said about the Eagles yesterday with the afternoon show. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up some cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
You ready, Hugh Douglas? Are you ready?
I was born ready, Joe. As soon as I put my headphones on.
We are ready. Are you? Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, 215.
I was born ready.
592-9494. We're going to set you up in a few minutes here for Combo Con for the ultimate tailgate giveaway. We'll tell you all about that. Eagles, Commanders, what's the feeling? As you're walking around this morning at work, maybe tailgating, you know, whatever you're doing early this morning, getting ready for this game tonight, what is the feeling? Hugh came in here supremely confident, and I came in with some nerves. And it's nervous energy. I mean, I think the Eagles are going to win tonight. I think it's going to be a close game. I do like a lot of the advantages they have, but the magnitude of the game has my nerves all you know, out of whack. Because
oh, willy-nilly.
It is. I mean, if the Eagles win this game tonight, their chances to win the division are probably over 80%. They don't win the game tonight, they drop under 50%. It's a huge game for their chances to compete for a Super Bowl. And then the reality of this, like, I don't think the Eagles have the quarterback advantage tonight. Most weeks where I feel great about the game, I feel like the Eagles have the quarterback advantage. I think they have the roster advantage, but not the quarterback advantage heading into tonight. 215-592-9494. Hugh, better quarterback tonight, Daniels or Hurts?
Hurts all day. I mean, I think Hurts, I like the body of work. And I think that's what we're talking about here. Well, that's what I'm talking about here. It's the body of work for me. Jalen has been through the fire. Jalen is starting to come out of the fire, and he's proven to be a pretty darn good quarterback. Jaden Daniels is a new hotness, man. He's like a new pair of Jordans that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? When you get him out the box and you take the little paper out of the shoe and you put him on your feet, after you wear them for a little while, they tend to, you know, you got to tend to like break them in a little bit.
You
know, they might get to like cramp your feet a little bit as opposed to the ones that you've had for a little while that you've kept clean and you kept them pristine. When you put them on, they feel like butters on your feet. They feel like butters.
So earlier this week, Dominique Foxworth, ESPN, talking about the Eagles, the Commanders. Listen to what he said about the NFC East.
If I say Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFC right now, what does D. Fox say?
He's not even the best quarterback in NFC East. I think Jaden Daniels is the guy right now. What I've seen from him has been incredibly impressive considering what he has around him and the expectations and pressure. All things considered, I think if you ask any coach, which quarterback would you rather have, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts, for one game or for 5 years? The answer to that question is Jaden Daniels.
I don't know about that. That's a little bit hot takey.
Is it? If you ask NFL coaches, who'd you rather have? I think they take Daniels.
I would say on the surface, if you're talking about skill sets and what it looks like he could potentially be, I could see that. But
he's outperformed him this season.
I mean, it's easy to outperform somebody when nobody really knows you. Now, let me just give you an insight on what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, for me personally, when I gauge young quarterbacks, it's usually in a four-game sampling size. It's in a four-game sampling size. And after that fourth game, when you get a book on them, then you tend to kind of know their tendencies and their idiosyncrasies and
sure.
stuff like that. He is skewing and trending in the right direction. But I feel like with the sample size, it's almost the same thing as we say with the young quarterback from Ohio State in Tennessee, Texas.
C.J. Stroud.
It's about the same thing. You know, he's had his struggles this year. Not to say that he's not going to be a good quarterback, but I think when I look at the body of work and what Jalen has accomplished thus far in his career, I think I got to go with Jalen Hurts, man. I think I can do a little bit more with Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts has a little bit better grasp right now because we're comparing the two of the NFL game. So I would probably, for me personally, I would take Jalen Hurts.
So sometimes I think it's natural we say, well, let's take a deep breath. It's a rookie, right? How good could he actually be playing?
No, he's trending in the right direction. No question about that.
I mean, listen to Jaws earlier this week talking about Jaden Daniels. It struck everyone on the morning show. It struck me driving in when I heard it. I was like, what did he just say? Here's Jaws a couple days ago, morning show, talking about Daniels.
I don't want to overblow what I'm going to say, but I will. He's the best rookie quarterback I have ever seen. I've been around a long time. The guy has been absolutely phenomenal. There's, you know, his calmness, his ability to throw the ball deep, short, his anticipation. I watch his feet. He's very calm in the pocket. And he's a guy that kind of plays with a smile on his face. He's enjoying playing football.
Well, the poise, Hugh, that he plays with, it's uncanny.
No question.
They've got a quarterback. I mean, we might see Hurts and Daniels play each other for a while here. Hopefully, the Eagles get a lot of the better of these games. Let me ask this quickly, then back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I've got some numbers in front of me. You mentioned the four-game thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw some numbers at you. Tell me if you think this means something. Has the NFL already gotten a book on Jaden Daniels. All right, first five games, 77% completion and a 106 passer rating. That was his first five games. Last five games, Hugh, his drop to a 60% completion and his passer rating is 97. So his completion percentage has gone from 77.1 the first 5 weeks to 60.3 the last 5 weeks.
There's something to be said about that. And that's why it's he came into the league. You know, I always talk about the thing with sizzling a steak, especially when you talk about stories that we have to vet before we actually go on the air with. You know, a lot of times you read something and it says, oh, so-and-so jumped off the cliff or whatever. And then you read the actual story. It didn't happen the way it was presented.
Sure.
And I think that's kind of in this situation is what happened for Jaden Daniels. He came into the league, man. I mean, and he lit it up, you know, put the Commanders in a position where, you know, you would see on the Sunday night countdown where they would talk about, you know, they would be one of the teams that you look at and you would see the breakdown. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a big thing now when you go into the locker room and coaches have their post-game speeches and they're talking about what they did, right, and all this other stuff, and he was a part of the breakdown. It's good to see, especially in a city where they haven't had a whole lot to cheer for in a long, long time. So it's good to see the Commodores in a position like that. But to the point, it's new. It's something that nobody's ever seen before, and it takes a while for the NFL to catch up to it. Now, they're still playing well, and it looks like they do have a quarterback of the future. But this is the NFL. Some of the things that you did in college, and I'm pretty sure Coach Quinn brought some of those concepts that he had at LSU to the NFL. Teams tend to catch up with those, and then you have to constantly evolve as a quarterback. So to answer your question, yeah, I think they have caught up with him a little bit, but he's still playing well.
Yeah, well, I hope tonight he gets rattled by the crowd a short week going against Fangio. The one thing that is interesting about him, though, that's different is he's older from a normal rookie quarterback. He played a lot of college football. It's like some guys come in and you could just tell they're overwhelmed. He bounced around.
Too big for
well,
him.
Not yet. I mean, hope maybe tonight's the first night against Fangio in a short week. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Rudy is in Haddon Township. Hey, Rudy.
Rudy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Happy game day.
You got it, Rudy. What are you feeling here? What do you got? What's that emotion you got this morning?
You know, I was telling Kyle, as you screen the call, I'm definitely confident tonight, guys. And I think tonight's the key to victory is going to be run the ball effectively with Barkley. I think tonight's going to be a big Saquon Barkley game. Washington has the fifth worst rushing defense in the NFL. We can definitely run down their throats. They don't have Jonathan Allen tonight. With Jordan Mailata back, and you know, in terms of pass protection, Dante Fowler has definitely been a very good edge rusher for them. But with Mailata back tonight, we have our bookend tackles, so I expect pass protection to be good, use play action. But overall, I think we're definitely going to have to run the ball effectively tonight. It's going to be a big Barkley night. No Lattimore on the outside, so we can definitely attack their secondary and even their linebacker. And, you know, St. Juice is absolute bird toast, so I don't expect him to do anything. But now, really excited for tonight. I think Eagles win 34-21. I think it's going to, you know, they're definitely going to be in control. I think Daniels is going to make some great throws to McLaurin. And, of course, Zach Ertz makes his return to Philly tonight. But I just think with our running game, our healthy team overall, we basically have all hands on deck. We should take care of business tonight.
Yeah, it's set up for the Eagles, Rudy. The spot, home, the fact that they didn't have to play a ton of snaps on Sunday because the game was over, you know, in the middle of the third quarter against the Cowboys. Meanwhile, the Commanders had to play all out. I think everything, and then you said it. I mean, their biggest weakness of their whole team is they don't stop the run. It's a run the ball night, Rudy. Run the ball right down their throat.
Absolutely, and you kind of hit it on the head, Joe. You know, we're getting them at a good spot. If this was like a Sunday game in D.C., of course, I'd be a little bit nervous because, you know, they've been a good organization this year. They've had a good season, so credit's given where credit's due. But, yeah, the fact it's going to be at the lake tonight, it's only our second night game, and the last time we played a night game, things didn't go well. And I think Barkley, you know, that's going to be in Barkley's mind, you know, for that drop that he had against Atlanta. So I expect him to go in guns blazing. We're getting him at a great spot at home. Place is going to be a madhouse. It's exciting. I think we're getting a good spot. I do think we take care of business tonight.
Love it, Rudy. Good phone call there. Yeah, I mean, it is a good spot for the Eagles, Hugh. They get the home Thursday game, so they don't have to travel on the short week. And they're healthier. I mean, the Commanders have some injuries,
yeah,
including, you know, Allen out for the game. And meanwhile, the Eagles, Mailata's coming back. It's a huge thing.
I know we were talking about it when he was on the Players Club.
Yep.
And we were talking about him coming back. And the fact that he's coming back, that's exciting, man. I mean, had a big guy back out there. I mean, that's going to be a huge boost for that offense and putting those big fellas across the front. So, yeah, it's an exciting night.
Let's go to Terrence in Springfield. Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Huzo Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence.
On,
Terrence?
I feel like I'm confident this is going to be a win tonight. I feel like on the season that we have, man, it's fitting that this game comes now. We're 7-2, but like we said, we really haven't faced a formidable opponent. And this game is in prime time. We all know Sirianni's good in prime time. For most part, Jalen Hurts is good in prime time. But we haven't seen – we saw Jalen Daniels once in prime time. So I feel like I want to see how our young guys perform. You know, we rave about Cooper DeJean and Mitchell. But right now, they're in a big stage. This is for pretty much a setup. Like you said, Joe, this sets up the picture for home field, for number one seed,
yep.
for a division title. It sets that all up. So I want to see how these young guys come out and perform. I want to see how Sirianni has the troops ready tonight coming in. Because we know Quinn, like, we know we had a short week. We know they had a short week. They didn't get the rest of their starters. But we know that Dan Quinn usually has a good defense, and they usually have a dogfight. They had a dogfight with Pittsburgh. So don't prepare for an easy game tonight. It's going to be a dogfight. But this is where stars are made. This is where players are made in these kind of games. So if you wanted Philadelphia, if you wanted Eagles, come up tonight and take it. Whoop the Redskins. I'm going to call them the Redskins because they're still the Redskins to me.
Can't do it.
I like that.
I'm going to call them the Redskins. I'm disrespecting them because we're going to disrespect them tonight. We're at home. We're going to have the energy coming in. We're going to be pumped up. Jalen Hurts, it's all on you, dog. Come in tonight. Do your thing. Use your weapons. Don't do too much. And come in here and get the dub.
Now we're talking, Terrence.
Like James Winston say, eat that W.
Yeah. Quote Jameis now. How about that? Good phone call, Terrence. We appreciate it.
It's a lot.
Can't quote Jameis.
Yeah, that's not a good
opening. That's a lot.
Jameis is a lot. You know what else is a lot, Hugh?
What's a lot?
A giveaway that we've got going on here. You know what it's called? It's called ComboCon. It's the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway.
ComboCon!
Yeah, it's time for ComboCon here. It is the Midday Show's ultimate tailgate giveaway, dubbed the biggest giveaway ever.
In life.
In life by Hugh Douglas, sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Of course, Jack Daniel's, you can find $3 off 750 milliliters of Black Label and $2 off Jack flavors at your fine wine and good spirit stores. And Gerhard's Appliances, your Black Friday headquarters in the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years. All right, so here is the ultimate tailgate giveaway. Qualifying winners each day, and then we have our grand prize we'll pick from at the end. Grand prize winner Hugh Douglas receives a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler,
ooh,
cornhole set, and giant Jenga, plus a Gerhard smoker and 55-inch TV. Now, I wish we could give you the prize today. We can't do that. It's going to be a little bit, you know, from now. Next week, we'll have a final winner. But today's the kind of day you need this. I mean, today's a tailgate day. I told you, I saw someone this morning. I saw
it. You thought it was me.
Well, he had a green beard and he had a smoker. I mean, that sounds like your dream.
That, to have a green beard.
Or your future, I should say.
Yeah, there you go, the future.
That might be your future.
The future.
So that is our grand prize, the qualifying winner today. If you win the qualifying prize, automatic lander for the grand prize today, you will win Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, water bottle, tea pack, playing cards, wood smoker chips, and a clear tote bag. All right, today, Hugh, we were thinking about this. Like, all right, well, what's our combination today? How about a little alliteration? Because you know who's on the other side of the field tonight?
Cliff, who's that?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury.
K on the first name, K on the last name.
Marcus
Cliff,
Mariota.
Our old friend.
Marcus Mariota.
Hugh's old friend, Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, and he's
friend
he,
is strong.
Yeah, frenemies.
Yeah, frenemies with Mariota. I'm so glad we didn't have to watch him play much last year, but now he's a commander. So alliteration, same letter, first name, last name. That is ComboCon today. You give us a name that has the alliteration in it, and we will get you in the mix. Best one we hear today wins the qualifying prize and automatically entered for the grand prize, the ultimate tailgate giveaway. 215-592-9494. Joe is in Fairmount. Joe, what's up, buddy?
What's going on here? What's up, Joe? How are you living today?
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Joe, what are you thinking?
Oh, man, I woke up feeling great today. I'm ready to be in that stadium tonight. And, Hugh, I'm going to need you to run that back for me. What's it going to be? It's going to be hostile.
Hostile environment. It's going to be hostile. It's going to be hostile.
You know who's going to be hostile for? It's going to be hostile for the Commanders and every Commanders fan that's in that building today.
We don't want to harass the Commanders fans.
Well, we're going to let them hear it.
Well, we're going to let them hear it.
Verbally.
Okay. Because when I hear that, I think, you know, we don't want no violence.
Yeah. No, but we're going to let him hear it. Yeah. Plus, there's not that many Commanders fans coming up here.
I think
there's
going to be quite a few.
Well, here we go. Before we go on, I'm going to ask you to ballpark a number.
50%.
Oh, you do.
Get out of here right now.
Okay, I was kidding with that. I was kidding.
2%?
Maybe 10.
10% of the crowd tonight's
Commanders.
Did
you see their crowd at their home game last week? There might have been 10% Commanders fans at their own home stadium last week.
No shot.
A destination spot for
on a Thursday?
On a Thursday?
No,
night.
This is a Philadelphia Eagles full crowd tonight.
No, that actually pissed me off.
Yeah, you're nuts on this. Hey,
what are you talking about?
We might see a speck of red in the crowd if they're lucky.
A speck.
I don't know why y'all be asking me math questions knowing damn
because
well
it gives us funny phone, answers. So. You know that. All right, go ahead, Joe. You feeling confident?
All right. Oh, I'm feeling confident. Before we continue on Eagles football, I have a funny little story, which I think he will enjoy. But when I played Pop Warner football, my pops, you know, the coaches let us all wear our own jersey, right? So my pops got me a Hugh Douglas jersey. So all season, whenever I get put in the mix, you hear Hugh, and then people just start calling me Hugh all season. So I figured you'd appreciate
that. Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is really funny.
No, it is awesome.
We might put that on the board. So next time you call in, I'm just going to call you Hugh. You're going to be Hugh on our show.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was hoping that'd be the case. But yeah, listen, man, Jalen, he had a couple of mishaps in the first half of that last game. I think as long as he protects the ball, as long as Nick doesn't get fancy, we get put the points up on the board Take the points, Nick.
I like that as a theme. You know what, Joe? I like that as a theme for tonight. Take the points. Maybe we can get the whole crowd to start chanting that. Take the points.
Seriously, because we all know how it is with division matchups. Listen, the commies always play us super hard, so take the points when they're there. A couple callers ago said 30-28. I think it'll be a shootout. I don't know if it'll be that close. Hopefully we got them by at least 7. But listen, it's going to be live tonight. I think it should be it's an extremely winnable game, and we need this dub to put us on the trajectory to take us to February.
Yeah, and they need it. You said it perfectly. Like tonight, it's only one game in November, but it sets the track to be a Super Bowl team. It does. If the Eagles are a Super Bowl team, they're likely going to win the division, and that means winning tonight. Joe, give us a name with alliteration. What do you got?
A name with alliteration? Oh man. Are we talking about just any alliteration phrase?
A name, first name, like Cliff Kingsbury, K on the front and K on the last name, like same letter, first, last name.
Oh, man. Shit, I'm stumped on this one.
Yeah, you.
Thanks a lot, man.
Side of my mouth.
Yeah,
Joe, stumped. Hugh, we got you. Whatever your name is, Joe, Hugh.
He's Hugh, whatever man. Your name yeah. is. Potty mouth.
Well, he goes by Hughie.
No, now you're going all by right, potty mouth.
Should we help everyone out with some examples here? Cliff Kingsbury. You got an example for us?
I figured we just did.
Well, I'll do that. All right, I'm gonna take one off the board just to kind of help people out a little bit here. Ready? Trey Turner. T&T. You got a name for us, Hugh?
Yes.
What do you got?
Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson. See, now we're rolling here. All right. So that's kind of the theme today. That's what we're looking for. There you go for Combo Con. Donald and Chester is up. What's up, Donald?
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, Hugh, I don't like the fact that you took my answer, man.
Come on, Hugh. Why'd you do that to Donald?
Well, Donald, okay, so, you got, listen.
All right. So, Joe, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. So if he says Jimmy Johnson, can I say his old coach, Jim Johnson?
Yeah, that's a different person.
That's a different JJ.
Yeah, because when I think of Jimmy Johnson, I'm thinking of the Miami and Cowboys coach. Okay, you say
well,
Jim
I'm
Johnson.
Of,
yeah, you
well,
think
I'm
of Eagles.
I'm thinking of his old coach. And
okay.
By the way, Hugh, and Hugh, by the way, you need to tell the Eagles to bring back them all green.
Oh, all green.
It's me and my teammates, and you are the only people that like them.
Those were brutal.
Oh no, they've been killing them.
Donald, those were ugly.
They've been killing them on the internet.
Yo, if they rock those uniforms with the all black cleats, man, that's
killing
it.
They've been killing them on the internet.
They were ugly. The all green.
No, you have ugly taste.
Well,
anyway,
Hold on, Donald. Before you go on, I watched a clip, a highlight of that game where they wore the all greens against the Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Hugh Douglas get swallowed up by the left tackle, and I saw Ike Reese get cooked in coverage. So it's not a good omen, Donald.
It wasn't the record, though.
I also seen Hugh get a sack in that game. So I believe he got a sack in that game.
That's what they call a bounce back. I bounce back.
That's right. But anyway, Joe, listen, I do have some jitters, but I still think it's a 28-17 win for us.
Well, I'll take that. So what do you think? Running the ball tonight? Is that how we're doing this?
Yeah, I think because really, like, tonight and moving forward, it's just it comes down to Hurts working the box. It does. It comes down to him working the box.
That's the division on the line, and that's everything else moving forward because this defense is ready. We got some young, big-time guys that can't wait for this game.
Oh, you know it. You know it. All right, Donald, we got you in for your answer, Jim Johnson. Now, Jim Johnson's a good answer.
Yeah, it is. And it's a really good answer.
Obviously, there's a difference between Jim Johnson
and Jimmy Johnson.
Totally different people. All right, Fabian in Miami's up. What's up, Fabian? Fabian,
hello?
What's up?
Morning, guys.
Good morning. How you
what's
doing?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I woke up mad today.
Why?
All this talk about Jalen Hurts, what's all this questioning about Hurts, man? This guy has proven all these years that he wins.
Yes, he's
a very good quarterback, sure. Yeah, just Daniels has been better this year, that's all.
We have the better quarterback. We have the better quarterback tonight. Clearly, since the bye, he's been putting up better stats. Not only that, but what you said, like, the all-around performance of his, like, the profile of the quarterbacks, like,
Hurts has proven
so many times that, especially during big games, that he clearly steps up. Every time you guys doubt him, the quarterback on the other side is better. What does he do? He shows up and they beat the other team.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, I hope he does it again tonight. But going in, I don't think he hasn't played better than Daniels this season. He doesn't.
Joe, we have the way better roster. The defense is playing better.
Agreed. I agree with you on those things, and I think they can win because of that. I just feel like the other. It makes me a little nervous when the other side. I think the other side has the better quarterback.
Listen, this game is not even going to be close, man. The Redskins are the Commanders. Whatever, they're plant based. This team is going to be Hugh Douglas tonight. Hugh Douglas doing. He buy that plant based butter. You know, he don't waste no money. Yep. He's going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be plant-based.
I like that. I like calling the Commanders plant-based. Fabian, good phone call. We appreciate it.
I caught it straight.
You did. You did. He came in here after me, and then he's like, well, you know, Hugh Douglas is plant-based.
I caught it straight.
Listen, it's okay to think the other team may have a better quarterback, but we have a better team. Like, this happens in the NFL all the time.
Not in Philadelphia.
But we can – why?
Because that's not how we think. That's not how we're wired.
Well,
we have the better quarterback that's going to be on the field tonight, and we're going
to
win.
Well, I think they're going to win. But, I mean, didn't they just go down to – all right, hold on a second. Can we say that Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts?
No.
Yeah, come on.
We can't say that.
We could say what I guess. He's better.
We can't say that.
What do you mean we can't say that?
Because we're Philadelphians.
So you're admitting to just blind, like, being non-realistic here.
Oh,
because you're just a blind
like
Philly
that's
fan.
That's what we do every day.
But for the sake of the conversation.
Yeah, I'm leading to the point where we can win a game even if the other quarterback is a better player.
Okay.
Like we beat the Bengals.
Since we're not being blind, since we're not going on blind faith, then I will retract my last statement, but I will double down on the fact that Jaden Daniels is not better than Jalen Hurts because of the body of work.
But who cares? Not this year.
No.
All right.
He had a hotter start. I would say this. If anything, he's had a hotter start.
He did. And Jalen's played better recently.
And some stats that you threw out there earlier, his trajectory, they're trending. He's trending downward, and Jalen is trending upward.
You can't dismiss body of work, though, because that includes experience.
Sure, it does. But I also think we get too caught up in that. Like last year in the middle of the season, you could say, well, CJ Stroud's not better than this guy. In that moment, he was. Like, it is what it is.
But it depends on it's matchup specific, right? Like, if we had CJ Stroud coming to Philly for a big primetime matchup with a division on the line, like, that's different.
Some context added in.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, 215-592-9494. Alliterative names for Combo-Con. We'll cross over with B. Mitch and Finlay at noon from down in D.C. And on the other side, we got to play something Brian Mitchell said about the Eagles yesterday with the afternoon show. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up some cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact. on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.